You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In the lead up to the Beyond the Visual exhibition of contemporary sculpture, designed to be experienced using multi-senses that move beyond the visual at the Henry Moore Institute in Leeds from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026. Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of the commissioned artists whose work feature in the exhibition. And I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by Dr. Aaron McPeak, artist and associate lecturer at Chelsea College of Arts, which is part of the University of the Arts in London, who is also one of the curators of the Beyond the Visual exhibition. Hello, Aaron, and it's great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Nice to be back again. Thank you.
Aaron, first do give me a bit of background to your career as an artist and the type of work that you produce, which I think is very much about creating a multi-sensory experience for people.
I've always been really interested in the senses and, well, how people don't use them or and aren't taught to use them since childhood. I've always made work, be it sculpture, improvised things, painting, photography, printmaking, video. I've always done that throughout my life. And I worked for many, many years as a lighting technician and designer in kind of opera, ballet and theatre world. And I kind of gave that up I became registered blind in 2002. So I had to kind of give that career up. But I returned to education and went to Central St Martins to do an arts and design degree, and then continued on with that to do a PhD, and now doing some postdoctoral work. So my interest, I'm very greedy in that I use lots of materials and lots of methods and modes of making work, both sculptural and flat visual work. But most of my time and effort and money goes into making interactive bronze sculptures, which are made from bell bronze. And this is a material from church bells are made from. It's quite brittle, but it's also very resonant. So my work can be struck, touched, rung, sounded, listened to, looked at.
So do tell me a bit about your work of art that will be on display in the exhibition, which is, I think, called Rings 2025, which is very much about giving visitors to the exhibition a multi-sensory experience through listening, touch and smell too.
Yes, I've got two bodies of work in the Rings installation. It's basically a series of, well, rings, wedding rings, for want of better analogy, in shape, 60 kilos in size, in mass, and are reducing. So there are five rings in the installation, and that goes right down to about 9 centimeters in diameter from sort of 75 centimeters, from very large to very small. And each of these will have a clapper available so people can strike them and ring them like a bell or a gong. They can also be touched. And when one touches this particular metal, which is 80% copper, 20% tin, the metal basically reacts with the oils in one's hand, that are the oils that one's body produces, skin produces, and that leaves a scent. So the work can be looked at, touched, not just by the hands, but can be embraced. So the entire body experience, we encourage that. It can be listened to, and depending on how it's struck, the rings will sound differently, and how forcefully they're struck, and which part of the ring is struck. So the ring, the title Rings, is what it says. It's they literally are ring in shape, but they also ring and make sound. Another installation, it will be a series of what I call Icelandic landscape paintings, which are not paintings in the sense that they use any pigment. They are a kind of replication of lava fields, the title Icelandic Landscapes. I was looking many years ago at I'm fascinated with volcanoes. I remember seeing the Eidfell volcano in 1973, 1972. I think it was the first time I saw color television with this eruption happening, and I was absolutely just completely spellbound by it. So I've had an interest in volcanoes ever since. Respectfully terrified of them, obviously. I don't want to go close. Looking at a Google Earth image of the Icelandic lava fields, I thought that's very, very similar to some of the oxides that I see appearing after I pour the bell bronze. So I embarked on making a series of flat molds that in sand that had to be really level, because obviously the liquid is. And the metal is liquid, so it's going to, if it's not level, it's going to flow into one corner or one area. And basically, we pour these into an open mold and let the oxygen in the atmosphere and the humidity. Now, the results that I get change depending on the weather, the temperature of the metal, the type of sand that I'm using to pour it into. But the first one that I did was almost identical to the image that I'd taken from Google Earth of the lava field. So these paintings, they hang away from the wall, so they're hanging freely, but they can be touched and with one's knuckle, if you like to ring them, they make a sound. But they're more about a haptic kind of exploration. And again, when one handles the metal, that they leave a scent. They're very, very similar to the, or they're like a microscopic facsimile of lava fields in that very hot substance, molten rock is pouring, moving, and then freezing.
Aaron, do you think that many sighted people are missing a lot from sort of interacting with works of art by just using their eyes and not interacting with their work through their other senses?
Yes, I think that the sighted world, I mean, the world very in general has kind of considered the senses to in isolation, that there's vision, there's hearing, there's touch, when in fact they work in concert, and people with vision or hearing impairments are very much more aware of that we're working with all of the senses in concert, rather than them being individually. And but I think this exhibition is going to, well, we very much hope, going to start to eke into changing that approach. And our kind of approach to access is not that it's for people with, are blind or partially blind or have mobility issues or have hearing issues, any of that. It's that we're providing something that is of benefit to all, and that it can be enjoyed by all, appreciated by all, and that all can learn something from it. So it's not access as an add-on for people that need it. It's that access that everyone benefits from it.
And I think also it's probably going to be hopefully a sort of turning point in access in museums and galleries for us all as blind and partially sighted people, isn't it?
Yes, we are. I mean, we do believe that we've made an impact already. I mean, things at the Henry Moore Institute and at the Henry Moore Foundation, at Leeds Art Gallery, at Yorkshire Sculpture Park, who've been involved in the project and are various aspects of the project, because it goes beyond just the exhibition or the book or the network. There's been an awful lot of events and workshops taking place and performances. So we're hoping we're kind of making impressions and making inroads into this being picked up by other institutions. We can't expect too much at this stage, but we do believe we've already made a dent in that. Things have changed with the organisations that we've been dealing with.
Aaron, what works best for you when you're visiting a museum or gallery and interacting and accessing work that's on display?
my own approach. I need to go and I need to revisit the same exhibition a number of times because I can only take in a certain amount of stuff in a day. I just get overwhelmed. But I do a number of different things. I kind of dip into audio description, see what's going on there, but I don't rely on it. I do often curate who I go with to the exhibition because some people have particular expertise or interest or are antagonistic towards something. So that for me is a benefit. That relationship with the person that I'm with, that they can help describe things for me, and then we can have that discussion about what we're looking at or what we're encountering, and then what we might think about that. So there's a sort of an audio description. There's a kind of a meta process going on alongside just me in front of the art object. There's a lot more going on, and I also like to talk to people that are working there, in museum staff, or even just collaring another member of the public and saying, asking them something, or what they think, or do they have a view, or could they elaborate on something that I might not be able to see? And generally, the response is very good, and people are quite flattered that they're being they're being called upon. So that's a whole kind of another layer or level of engagement that it's be just beyond the simple me and the object.
Aaron, if people would like to find out more about you and your work, where can they go to find out more and maybe follow you on social media as well?
I have a website which is just aaronmcpeak.com, which is terribly out of date, but like pretty much every other blind or partially blind artist, I know their website is terribly out of date. I don't actually use social media to promote. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a dinosaur, but I'm in some ways proud of it. The Henry Moore Institute has lots of information about the exhibition, but beyond the exhibition, there will be a number of workshops and events between the end of November and mid-April 2026. So the Henry Moore Institute website will have lots of information and lots of events that we haven't yet confirmed but will be coming up in the new year. There'll be artist talks and workshops. We also have a audio described artists' films.
Well, to find out more about the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute in Leeds, which is on from the 28th of November 2025 until the 19th of April 2026, and details about all the artists' work that will be on display, including Aaron's and many of the other commissioned artists, do visit henrymoore.org/what's-on/beyond-the-visual. And of course, Moore is spelt Moore, so that website address again is henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-the-visual. Well, thank you very much indeed, Aaron, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your commissioned work for the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute.
Thanks very much, Toby.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.